City Council Speaker Christine Quinn struck a deal with fellow council members to require employers to provide paid sick leave to thousands of workers who don't have it. Quinn's office made the announcement last night, less than a week after a contentious day-long council hearing on this legislation. Quinn had opposed the bill in the past, saying the city's economy was still too weak for it. WNYC's Bridget Bergen has been following the issue. She joins us now in the studio to explain it. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
So what's different about the proposal that Quinn announced last night than the one she was opposing?
So, Richard, the last bill would have provided time off to anyone working for a business with five or more employees. There would have been fines ranging from $1,000 to $5,000. And really, to the chagrin of opponents, it would have been enforced by the city's Department of Health. So the new bill applies to businesses with more employees, 20 or more employees, and would give five paid sick days. That's a huge change. And the fines have also been cut in half. And now there's a totally different enforcement mechanism. It will now be enforced by the Department of Consumer Affairs.
And it won't happen right away. It'll be phased in over time.
Exactly. So once it's actually signed into law, it wouldn't start until April 1st of 2014, and that's for businesses with 20 or more employees. Then in October of 2015, the law would extend to cover businesses with 15 more employees, so even more workers would get coverage. This phase-in plan was actually, it reflects a proposal that fellow mayoral candidate and former controller Bill Thompson had put out there.
Now, this was an agreement in the city council. It still has to get past the mayor and Mayor Bloomberg. Pro-business has said in the past that he does not support it.
Exactly. Now, the mayor's office did say about the last bill that they were opposed to it. They haven't commented so far on the compromise. But this is something you have to remember. Even if he remains opposed to the deal, Quinn wouldn't have announced it if she didn't have a veto-proof majority.
Well, now, what about the business interests that are opposed to it? There are a lot of businesses that were against this.
Sure. You know, last week I was at that hearing, and a lot of different business groups testified all the different reasons why this legislation would be burdensome to them. They talked about extra paperwork. They talked about how heavily regulated businesses already are in the city. Among those opponents was Catherine Wild, the president and CEO of the Partnership of New York City. But she actually was one of the people who released a statement yesterday signaling some optimism. She said that she hadn't seen the compromise yet, but, quote, it appears to be a substantial improvement over previous versions of the legislation. So that's a pretty good signal.
Now, Speaker Quinn has taken a lot of heat for trying to block this legislation. Now, let's talk politics a little bit. She was the only Democratic mayoral candidate opposed to the bill and has been criticized by advocates of women's issues like Gloria Steinem. What does the deal mean for Quinn as she tries to run for mayor?
It probably means a lot of things, but two of the big ones. Number one, one of the city's largest labor unions, 32BJ, was a strong supporter of this legislation. They haven't given their endorsement yet. This puts her in a much stronger position to secure it. Their president was among those who released statements supporting this compromise last night. You know, it also may pose a threat to the future of public advocate Bill de Blasio's campaign. You know, this was one of the major points of differentiation between him and Quinn, and he was really hammering her on it. His campaign sent out a statement last night commending the whole coalition for this compromise and criticizing Quinn's resistance for why it took so long. But he still says the New Deal leaves some 300,000 New Yorkers without coverage.
Now, Bridget, just briefly, we've been talking about the speaker quite a bit in the last couple of weeks. There was her campaign launch, her support of the NYPD Inspector General, and then the profile in the Times this week. Now this.
Well, you know, I think there's that saying, no publicity is bad publicity. That's probably not always true when you're running for political office. I think what this goes to show is her team is being very strategic. They're getting ahead of news cycles. And it's going to be a challenge now for her opponents to get their names back into the conversation. We've spent a lot of time talking about Speaker Quinn this week.
Okay, WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Bridget, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.